Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We are right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on ESPNU. Good morning, guys.
What up,
baby? What's happening, man?
What's happening is there's turmoil in New York football.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Let's go. Let me hear it out of you, Max.
There's drama.
Turmoil. Drama. Scandal. No, there's no scandal at the moment, but drama.
At the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. We'll see if we can drum some up.
Weave in some scandal in it if we wanted to.
That's right. Let's scandalize. Wow.
We can start digging into people's trash cans, I'm sure.
Let's do it. Hey, Shannon, could you send someone to dig in some trash cans? So this is what's going on, guys. Robert Saleh will not commit. The Jets head coach, who has receipts, he at first said he doesn't take receipts, no cash back, but then later on said, you know what, I got to honor the receipt.
You're not going to let it go, huh?
Yeah.
No, he changed his policy for coach.
Man, it's good. They're doing good. They're a nice team right now, 6-3.
Yep.
It's good.
6-3 with a quarterback who has how many touchdown throws on the year, Jay?
Four.
On the year for a 6-3 team.
Four.
Number four. I
mean, you know he missed some time, though, too. So.
Yeah, he missed some throws, too.
That's why we're getting ready to have this conversation.
No question.
He was 6-4. He's 5-2 as a player this year.
He's
Zach Wilson. 6-4.
Right.
Yeah, 6-4. Zach Wilson is 5-2.
So he missed a win and two losses. So they're better with him than without him so far.
6-4 for some. What did I say?
6-4.
Hey guys, that's pretty good for him. 1-2 without him. 5-2 with him. Right. That's pretty good. Makes him look better. Still, Robert Saleh, who several weeks ago he's our quarterback the rest of the season, won't commit to him. This is from Monday. That's yesterday's press conference. Listen to this.
I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything, and I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
That's the first time you suggested that, left it open a little bit. Or I think it was about 3 weeks ago where you said he'd be your starter for the remainder of the season, barring injury. It's changed.
You know, I've got to be able to sit back. I think we all got to be able to sit back and just look at what's best for this organization and this team.
What's changed is he's playing like a bum and talking like a punk, right? Like, that's what's changed. Let's be honest. That's what's changed. It doesn't mean he is a bum or a punk. It means he played like one and then didn't take accountability at the press conference. Let's just be honest about it. That's what's changed, right or wrong, Jay?
Look, I think this is, frankly, I feel like he has lost the locker room. Like, when you got Garrett Wilson, who's having a phenomenal year. People are talking about him being one of the best wide receivers since Key's been on the team. Like, this is the bona fide leader of your team, and he's speaking openly about where they are, right? When you have players that, once again, are liking tweets from the defense in response to how they felt that Zach Wilson handled the post-game interview when they asked him a question point blank, hey, look, do you feel like you let the defense down? And he was quick to say, no, that was it. It makes you wonder about, like, has Zach Wilson, what experience has he had leading grown-ass men, being able to deal with conflict?
What do you think happens when you put the ass in there as opposed to grown men?
I'm just trying to tell you, when you come into a league as a rookie or a second-year
guy. No, there's
guy,
a difference because Jay pointed it out the other – he pointed out, emphasized that he's using the full expression.
We talk about it all the time, guys who have kids, guys who have families, guys that are playing for everything. And sometimes people look at you, you already come into the game – with a little bit of slight key because people look at you, well, you're set. Second pick in the draft. Feels like things have been given to you. Now you have to go out and earn it. Like, guys just don't give you the respect because you come into a team with a high draft
pick. See, to me, a grown ass man, when you stick that in there, it's like you got a family. You take care of them, the whole thing. Like, you're at a different stage in your life.
Feed.
And he is in a locker room with people like that and behaving like this, Key.
Yeah, you tend to look at the locker room and say, you know, what's going on inside the locker room. You really can't tell. All I can do is talk to people that are in the organization that I know that will tell me, hey, Key, this is what's going on. you know, that sort of thing. And then you have to form your own opinion based on that. And when you have veteran players that are grown with full beards, with child seats, some of them 2-3 child seats in their SUVs, that is a little bit different. And he is responsible for making sure that they're winning and everything's going good so that these players could continue to take care of their families and there won't be wholesale changes made and all of that. And Robert Saleh is doing what he's supposed to do, evaluating the film, looking at everything. He took about an hour and 90 minutes or so, he took about 90 minutes to 2 hours yesterday getting to his press conference. And it was so interesting because Greeny was on our show earlier, and he mentioned that, but I was on a call yesterday, and when this took place, they were like, uh-oh. I was like, what happened? He said, Robert Saleh's about 90 minutes late to the press conference. Something's going down. I didn't know what it was. I thought maybe it was, you know, just somebody getting ready to get fired or something. And this came up, and basically the question was asked to him, I believe, by Rich Zimini about what they're going to do with Zach Wilson. And he didn't give an endorsement at all. He basically said that he wants to wait and see the film and make a decision based on this week. And he should. But what I would say is you start him and you give him a quick hook. That's what you do against Chicago, because if you don't, and you lose this young man, ain't no coming back from it at all. Ain't going to be no, oh, well, let's take a look at him the following week, see how if he learned his lesson. You lose him, you might as well just punt on that second pick in the draft. Just punt on it right now.
What if he's losing? Doesn't that mean something, Max? Like, if you get benched one game and you can't come back and fight for it, what does that say about where you are?
You're right. Jay's like, hey, sit him and let's see what happens. And Mike T brought up, or did you bring up Phil Simms being benched? Phil Simms being benched, but Parcells benched him. But how do you respond? Well, Phil Simms went out to win a Super Bowl.
Veteran guy, though.
Yeah,
man.
No. Listen, Key, veteran. You bring up Greeny. For those of you unfamiliar with who Key means, I know if you're listening, you know, morning time on ESPN, radio, or TV, you may not be familiar with Mike Greenberg. I understand he was a newbie to. Mike Greenberg, host of Get Up, of course, nowadays on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max earlier today. Listen to this.
This is a team that could compete for the division, could compete for a deep playoff run next year.
Super Bowl.
Perhaps even a Super Bowl next year. I can't even bring myself to say the words. But yes, if Zach Wilson isn't going to be the guy, this requires an aggressive move. We're not talking about bringing in someone to compete with him. You're talking about moving on and going after, I'm just going to throw names out there. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, whoever the disgruntled quarterback who wants a new team is this coming offseason. I would not be in favor of drafting one again. We've done that a lot lately. It hasn't worked out so well. So go out and get like a veteran who just you step into like a tailor-made situation. The Jets are that.
You know, we had Coach Rex Ryan on the show yesterday, and he brought up Joe Namath because he'd been around football his whole life. His dad, of course, great defensive coordinator, and so was he, and head coach, the whole thing. And so he talked about the way Joe Namath took responsibility and accountability and how he covered for receivers who made mistakes and you would never know. So forget the statistics. Oh, he had more interceptions than touchdowns. Forget that. He was a great leader, right? And you know what it reminds me of, guys? A lot of young fighters coming up looked at Floyd Mayweather and thought, oh, it's the flash. It's talking about the money. Da-da-da-da-da. Yes, that's the PR of it, right? The publicity of it. But what they didn't see is that Floyd was training around the clock. He never had an off night. Even his off nights, he made sure to win. He was prepared, right? They didn't see that. So Johnny Manziel, I think of, right? Some guys who come into the league, Baker Mayfield, where I personally am waiting for a quarterback to come in and do it differently than everybody else and still win. It would be interesting. But that has not been the case. And I think a lot of young quarterbacks who think maybe or see that, like Joe Namath thing, right? Or even if they're aware of it. But this idea that you can have that pizzazz and everything, right? That doesn't mean you don't have to do all the blocking and tackling behind the scenes and the accountability and the leadership at the press conferences. And sometimes I think there's a confusion there. Like Joe Burrow comes in with the sunglasses and the chain and the mink and all that stuff. But he's not. If they said, do you think you let the defense down? If he had a bad game, he'd say, yeah. Right? I mean, like, he's a leader. There's a difference.
And they probably wouldn't even have to ask Joe that because he's going to say what it is. You know, he's going to, what happened today? Well, I didn't play well. I didn't do this. I didn't do. That's the way people are. This is a young kid that, you know, from what little bit of research that I've done over the last 24 hours or so, he's extremely privileged. And he's had some issues at BYU, quite frankly. With that privileged sort of mentality. Mm-hmm. And I think people have kind of caught on to that little bit of act. It wouldn't be a problem if he was balling and he wasn't hurt all the time and he was just doing his deal. And that's been the case. So I think it's soured to some degree with some of the coaches more so than the players inside the locker room. Now the players in the locker room are looking at the coaches and saying, well, wait a minute, like Garrett Wilson, he's talking about them not trusting the receivers because they're not trusting the quarterback, and he's losing out on opportunities to be able to do his job because they don't believe in the quarterback. So hopefully all that'll get fixed, and they could go out there and continue to try to win games.
Zach Wilson is young. This is a very difficult market to handle success and scrutiny on a daily basis. But Zach Wilson is not a kid. He's 23 years old. He's a grown – dude, you're a grown man.
Yeah.
You're a grown man.
But not a grown ass man, Jay.
But that's young, Jay.
I agree that it's young, but I've heard multiple people say he's a kid. He's not a kid. Like, there is a count – and, like, we have to stop talking about him like he's a kid. And we have to stop treating him with white gloves. I get from the Jets' perspective that you want to cater him and help him continue to mature. Like, every franchise is going through that with their draftees, right? I get it. But, like, once again – accountability. Like, yeah, it's tough to talk in front of the media every day. That's what happens when you become the quarterback of the New York Jets in this market.
You realize Bill Belichick may have just ruined the career of a Jets quarterback, a second overall pick. Like, really what just happened to Zach Wilson is he ran into Bill Belichick twice in 3 weeks. Couldn't do a thing and didn't know how to act afterward, right? Like, Bill Belichick, I think he got into his head, like, got him frustrated and all kinds of stuff.
It is hard, man. You're playing in the NFL. You're playing against the best to ever do it, Key. The best coaches to ever do it. This is what comes along with the game, right? This is what the game is.
I don't necessarily know that it's Bill Belichick opposed to just he's not good right now.
And looked especially bad in those two games.
And I don't ever know that he was good. Like, I when I saw him at BYU, and I watched him a lot at BYU, I've seen him play against USC, I've seen him play against other teams. Just a guy to me. It was never, you're crazy. Why would they keep Sam Darnold? Well, I kept saying, well, if they draft him, they might as well just keep Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you did say that.
Because he wasn't jumping off the page like that to me.
You certainly said that.
And personnel people, they tend to get it wrong at times. Joe Douglas isn't perfect. When you're trying to pick a franchise-changing situation, you got all the information people giving you and telling you and giving you these stories. You can't make up your own mind because so many different people done told you so much different stuff that you're looking at this now and you're like, okay, I think I like what I see. And you make yourself fall in love with it.
Key.
Instead of saying, that guy at Ohio State is pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good.
Pretty damn good.
It is past 10 past the hour. And as you know, on KJM, 10K a day giveaway on KJM.
Yeah.
We've been doing it. This is our ninth day. We're doing it every day through December 7th. Every hour, there's a winning word. And when you text it to 777-000, you text the winning word there, you might win $2,500. We've given away $85,000 so far.
Cash,
it is that time.
And Max 10K giveaway.
The winning word of this hour, which you text to 777-000, is
respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Text respect to 777-000. You might win $2,500 so far. What is it? We're up to 34 people have each won $2,500.
You feel good.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Man, I love San Francisco, but if we couldn't be there, I would love to be here. This place is awesome.
Ayuk is on fire!
Viva la NFL! Y viva Monday Night Football!
You don't know.
That sound, courtesy KNBR, Jimmy G. Has been healthy two full seasons of his career. In one of them, he came a throw away from winning the Super Bowl. In the other, he came an interception away from getting back to the Super Bowl. He threw four touchdowns last night in the 49ers' 38-10 blowout win over the Cardinals. 20 of 29, 228 with four TDs. That's the Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Parcells, old football head recipe. at
this
6-4,
old football.
It's old football head. Well, okay, fine, but there's wisdom in you old heads. At 6-4, San Francisco has won 5 of its last 7, tied with the Seahawks on the top at the top of the NFC West. But what's crazy is I keep reading this during the Sports Center read, guys. They are now 4-0 against the NFC West, but key. Their closest win has been by 15 points. They're smacking everyone in they play in the division by more than 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, the division the division isn't great, right? Arizona, Kyler Murray didn't play last night. Not great. That's not their fault. The Rams, they always beat the Rams. Not their fault. Seattle and them, they usually split. So I think they still got to go to Seattle. But they're the team right now that I feel like, if they make it to the playoffs, win the division, that we're going to see them in the NFC Championship game, then all bets are off with Jimmy Garoppolo at that standpoint. You know, it's just he played phenomenal for them last night. He did a really good job. He was 20 of 29, 230, like you said, 4 touchdowns, no turnovers, didn't get sacked. I mean, it was good football being played by him. And so I think that is a plus.
I just want to go back to something that happened last year. So last year, for the Panthers, first 2 games of the season, do you guys remember the conversations we were having around Sam Darnold? Sam Darnold figured it out.
CMC!
Man, Sam Darnold is that dude. The Jets made a mistake. It was the impact of Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, man.
So there are questions around Jimmy G, whether he can come through in those clutch moments, right? You get a lot of guys back off injury. You get Elijah Mitchell coming back, which is a different dynamic of a running quarterback. Deebo Samuel doing his thing. George Kittle. All these weapons. And then you add a weapon that put a blanket over a conversation with a guy last year that is nowhere to be found this year.
Such a great point.
Nowhere to be found. So think about what that's going to do as Jimmy G becomes more comfortable with the style in which they play when it matters the most.
You know, I think about Daniel Jones with Saquon this year. When you have the dual threat, do everything running back, boy, that's a quarterback's best friend, it looks like, right?
Well, Christian McCaffrey certainly is a piece to their puzzle, but they were a decent team because it was a defensive-led team. Christian McCaffrey just gave them an extra weapon on the punch side. They got Deebo Samuel, who was doing some stuff. But then when you add Christian McCaffrey in there, that's another body that you have to worry about because you don't know where he's going, where he's lining up, if they're going to give him the football or not. This is why John Lynch and company went out and gave up a handsome ransom to get a player of his caliber because he was going to change the different dynamics of what they are going to do on offense. He gives them another difference maker on that side of the ball. But this team, let's not kid ourselves, is really all about this defense. That's really what it's all about. And then you on the offensive side, manage the game right, don't screw it up, and that's what the offense has always been able to do. They're not a 40-point offense. That's just not what they are, but they put 38 up last night.
It's always the team has always been about the defense. That's been their staple, right? All I'm saying is they added a piece.
No question.
That one piece.
The McCaffrey's
like, offense, that is the question you have.
He's a difference maker. Of the non-quarterbacks, he's probably top 5 weapon in the NFL, maybe higher than that. He can do everything. But, someone who was here earlier, and you guys were talking about, Key, that Graziano, was it Graziano? That Jimmy G is playing the best football of his career recently, maybe?
Yeah, he looks a little bit different. The ball's coming out a little faster. He's hitting his back foot. He's scanning. He's letting it go. You know, when they go back to watch the film, well, I'm assuming they're going back. They're probably already back by now. That when they get back and they start breaking down the film, I'm sure they're going to say, you can't throw that there. You can't do that there.
Key?
Because he had possibly 3 interceptions that could have gone the other way.
One thing that you a lot of times bring up, it's year 8, but it's really like year 6 because he missed this year and he missed it. He's 31 years old, been in the league since he was 23. But in terms of his quarterback record, because remember, he didn't start at first because of Tom Brady. Then he got hurt a bunch. He is 38-17 lifetime. It's almost as though.
Pretty good record.
Yeah, very good. It's almost, that's in the regular season. It's almost better in the playoffs. It's almost as though he's in his 4th season somehow, right? Like he has not had the starts of a guy who's been starting since he's 23 years old. And so it's not unreasonable to think he could still be progressing at this point. Dennis in Delaware has something to say about this. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. From what I saw last night, it looks like the 49ers are getting better and better. You got to remember, Jimmy G had the shoulder surgery, basically lost his job to Trey Lance, and didn't really have much of a preseason. He's getting better and better. And when you think about it, wide receiver Deebo, arguably one of the best in the league. Defensive end Bosa, one of the best. Tight end Kittle, one of the best. And McCaffrey, one of the best running backs. I mean, you really have all the pieces to go all the way. It's just Jimmy G plays his smart, don't turn it over. I mean, I don't see Trey Lance coming back this year, so it's Jimmy G's team, and I see them going all the way. What do you guys think?
Of course, it's this year. Now, it'll be interesting to see if I said, when I said in the offseason, if for some reason they go on and win the Super Bowl, what happens then?
Key, look at these odds. These are not – this is San Francisco's odds to – because Jay went over the schedule earlier, or you did, went over the schedule earlier. They're not just favored to win every game, the Niners. The closest odds are 58% at Raiders. That's the close. Everything else is well over 65%. Or no, Dolphins, they're 64% favored to win. This is FPI. I'll go over to the Saints, 78%. Dolphins, 64%. Bucks, 66%. Seahawks, 68%. Commanders, 76%. Raiders, 58%. Cardinals, 68%. They are big favorites in all these games.
I'm a little shocked at week 13, though, that they would be so favored over the Tours and the Dolphins.
I am, probably, actually.
Well, that game would probably be at home, right?
Yeah, it is at home.
It is at home, but it just the way the Dolphins are playing.
They only got
playing,
two road games left.
Yeah, that's weird, huh?
Yep.
The way the Dolphins are playing, Seattle. I just wouldn't think, if anything, it'd be 50-50.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, this does not mean they're going to win all these games. The way odds work is if you're 70% likely to win one game and 60% the next, then you multiply them, you're only 42% likely to win both. So it's very unlikely they win all these games. However, they are favored in each one. It's a lot, man. By a lot. They're favored by a lot. On the heels
San Francisco
of the 49ers blowout win over Arizona, and looking at the Eagles, who lost and then probably should have lost this last week, which team is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC for that number one seed? Plus, Jay is going to give you a list of the best young backcourts. It's 26 and under?
26 and under, man.
Best young backcourts in the NBA.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, I've been looking forward to this one. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN, Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. And your, it's on your phone, on the ESPN app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio. We're portable. So, Jay's round ball rankings, the best young backcourts in the NBA. Take it away.
It's about the future of the game, Max and Key. It's where the game will be, not currently where the game is. But, boy, these stats, these dudes are pulling up real numbers. So, let's start off with number five.
Number five.
Shay, 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 Shay. That's what I call him every time I watch him play. Shay, Shay, Shante. Yeah, Shay Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, look, you can even throw in Josh Giddey. That's a name a lot of people will not know. He's having somewhat of a sophomore slump. But still, Sam Presti, the general manager of OKC, he has gotten these picks right, okay? Shay Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, the Clippers once had him. He was on their team. Oh, don't worry. He's only fourth as it relates to a leading scorer in the NBA, averaging 31 points per game. By the way, 7.5 assists, 50, 40, 90, shooting over 50% from the field, over 40% from the three-point line, and over 90% from the free throw line. They come in at number five as a young backcourt under 26 on my list. Next up.
Number four.
Come down to the ATL, baby. Let's get it. DeJounte Murray and Trae Young. You already know the name Trae Young, especially here in New York City. He has lit the Knicks up. Take a bow. You can spit on him. Do whatever you want. He is that man. You combine him with DeJounte Murray. Now, who's DeJounte Murray? Don't worry. He was just a nice little kept secret in San Antonio for a long time. But both these guys averaging over 20 points per game. Shooting percentages are a little bit down. They lost a tough game last night to the Cleveland Cavs, another top backcourt of mine. But Trae Young and DeJounte Murray are a backcourt that is here for a very long time. And trust me, as they say in ATL, they have put a little pop on what they do. They're going to be around for a minute. Next up.
Number three.
Donovan Mitchell. Oh, New York, you should have had him. He was here. He has a home in Greenwich. He's from Greenwich. His dad is an operator for the New York Mets. Jim Dolan, Leon Rose. What the hell happened? He was supposed to be the guy. Now, I like Jalen Brunson, but I like R.J. Barrett, but I would have liked Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell a lot better. But let's give Cleveland some love. You know why? Because the last 2 years, we're talking a lot about the Cavs in the basketball circles, and they don't have LeBron James. Darius Garland, coming back off this little eye injury, is that dude for this squad. Another clutch representative, by the way, LeBron James, Rich Paul, still doing it. You combine him with Donovan Mitchell, these smaller backcourts, yeah, small guys, 6'2 and under. I like their style. They're at number three on my list, and they got a big-time win last night. Both those guys combined for over 55 points. Next up.
Number two.
Oh, come here, Memphis. Come here, Grizzlies. It's time. You know what? We all know Ja Morant. I'm not even going to waste your time about explaining to you why this dude is top two backcourts in the NBA right now. But I'm going to give love to a guy that's shooting 46% from the three-point line. 46%, Max and Key. This dude is most improved player in the league right now. Desmond Bane. Put respect on his name. The dude is one of the – he's like a Mike Tyson on the perimeter. That's how he's built, man. And guys who are built like Mike Tyson, who roar like lions, shouldn't be able to shoot the rock the way he does. You can lock him down on anybody, and he's bringing that pain offensively. They are number two on my list. And number one?
Number one.
Just put respect, man. You, whoever the hell you want to coach the team, you want Ime Udoka to coach the team, you want Joe Mazzulla to coach the team, you want to bring back Brad Stevens to coach the team, Steve Palaguccia, the owner of the Boston Celtics, you want him to come down to coach the team? You got the best backcourt right here. Jason Tatum is a star, man. We've been saying that for a while. Jaylen Brown speaking up for a lot of other things in the basketball court, but still one of the best two-way players in the game of basketball. By the way, this backcourt, two of the best two-way players in the game of basketball. Jason Tatum proved that last year when he was locking down multiple people. And by the way, for all the stuff that's happened to this team, they're number one in the power rankings of the entire NBA. They're number one in the conference. For the Eastern Conference, they are that team. So those are my Power 5, top five backcourts under 26. Honorable mention real quick, Jalen Brunson, R.J. Barrett, D'Lo, Anthony Edwards of Minnesota, and then Luka Doncic. But Spencer Dinwiddie, 29 years old, doesn't really fit into the under 26.
So, Jay, I love the list. I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Josh Giddey may be a little low. Like, I know Giddey does, his outside shot doesn't fall.
Who are you taking him over, though?
Probably Trae Young and DeJounte Murray.
Because
Giddey is big, and right now, maybe you can't because he's not hitting the outside shot. But if Giddey starts to hit that outside shot, they should shoot up the list.
I'm just saying.
They got size. They got everything.
Besides Tatum and Brown, who do you think will be number two by the end of the year?
I mean,
it'll probably still be Ja and Desmond Bane. They'll still be a two.
Yeah.
I don't think there's nobody.
But why?
Because Ja is an MVP-level player.
Well, I think Ja's coming back, and he's going to be, you know, he's obviously going to get back into full rhythm and healthy. The Clippers aren't, you know, the West better yet. The Clippers, the Lakers, that whole isn't strong like you thought. And I just think that, you know, when you start to play down the stretch, that experience from a year ago is going to start to kick in.
Yeah, and also, like, when you have a guy as dynamic as Ja and a guy who could shoot like Desmond Bane from the outside, that is tough.
I think when it's all said and done, it might be Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland.
Think so?
I think Cleveland's going to go far in the playoffs. Just trust me, you're going to start hearing those names more and more and more. I know it's Cleveland. I know people have not talked about Cleveland.
But you think over Ja and a guy who can really
shoot
like
probably,
that?
You know what? Now that you said it, Jay, you're probably right because they just got together. It's not like they've been together like Desmond Bane and Ja. These dudes just got together, right?
And Darius Garland just came back. He's only been back like 7 or 8 games. So it's like, I'm just saying, like with Donovan Mitchell – once again, like the Eastern Conference is a little bit different. I mean, you got the Celtics, you got the Bucks, but this is one of the best young units in the game of basketball right here, and nobody's talking about it.
I look at the number one guy, like Tatum and Brown are devastating because they're two-way players. They're both really, really good. Ja is better than Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Trae Young. They're like by the end of the season, Tatum or Brown. Who knows?
Is he better than them, or is he flashier than them?
Better, I think.
Jay?
Yeah, I would say that. I think Ja's better than those guys. But it's also the second guy. The second guy. Yeah. And I like Desmond Bane. I like him a lot.
You think Ja's better than them? See, I think it's more – it's not that he's not better than them, but I think his sizzle, that snack, crackle, pop, that, you know, all that bunny.
But don't have that underrate him, Key. Sometimes I think you – notice that dynamic and think that someone's overrated a little bit as a result of that, and then you might underrate him. Like, he does have the snap, crackle, pop, but he does a lot of other stuff too.
It's not that I'm overrating him or underrating him. I just, when I look at Donovan Mitchell or I look at Tatum and some of those other dudes, dude's really good, man. They just don't have the flash, and flash always adds to it.
Yeah.
It just makes you think different of somebody.
Mm-hmm. Which team, meantime, is the biggest threat, speaking of flash?
The Lakers.
To the Eagles in the NFC. Is it the Cowboys, or is there a little extra, as Key would say, yeast on the Cowboys right now? Plus, is Lane Kiffin really leaving Ole Miss for Auburn?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC is the question, I guess, for the number one seed. Not to get out of the NFC, but for that top seed. Or are we saying to get out of the NFC, Shannon? I mean, it really might be a better question. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Biggest threat, because those are two different things. Biggest threat in terms of the record, you just look at, you know, can Minnesota do it, whatever. But biggest threat to get out of the conference, maybe a better question there. Key, who do you think it is?
To get out of the conference?
Yep.
Biggest threat to get out of the conference.
To the Eagles. In other words, to bump them out, to bump them out of the Super Bowl.
Say Cowboys. He has a number two in his.
Cowboys? Niners? Bucks?
I got the Niners.
As of right now, I'm going to probably go with the Cowboys and Jerry Jones. As of right now. I like the way Dak played last week. I didn't mind the way he played in, except the two interceptions in Green Bay. Obviously, the first two games he came back, they did good. But I like the Dallas. I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment with San Francisco based on last night, although I am a prisoner of the moment on Dallas and Minnesota.
Sometimes a prisoner, sometimes not a prisoner.
You know,
got parole.
I like Dallas. I'm gonna stick with the Cowboys.
See, I just the only thing that worries me about the Cowboys is the lack of consistency. And I was talking to Playmaker about this before, Mike Irving, yesterday. We're like, which Dallas team is going to show up, right? So for me, at the end of the day, that pressure that comes along with Dallas, I have a tendency to lean more towards a team where it doesn't feel like they're carrying that weight. It almost feels like the 49ers are underdogs to a degree.
So, yeah, so Jay, you spoke to the Playmaker yesterday. Was that pre-screaming or post-screaming?
No, it was pre-screaming. I got him cool, calm, and collective.
The Playmaker was over yesterday. On first take. Boy, I'm surprised he got a voice.
I mean, you have a game like that with the Cowboys, you know he's going to come in on Monday and be that dude.
Oh, my God, the Playmaker. He was unbelievable on first take. I'm going to be joining first take after our show.
Too. Watch Keyshawn.
Slight plug.
I'm trying to think of the biggest threat in the NFC, guys.
You want to take a call on it?
Yes. I think it might, in terms of getting out of the conference, it might be quiet as kept. The Bucks, because right now you feel one kind of way about the Bucks, but if they continue to get better on the offensive line, when the playoffs roll around and Tom Brady got weapons and a defense, who are you really going to trust? Dak, Jimmy G, or Tom Brady? Mike in North Carolina, you're on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Love you guys. J. Will, I'm a state alum. We have a lot in common. We both hate the white blues. Coach K was Jimmy B's best friend until he passed. I love you guys. All right, my take is the Cowboys will probably be the Cowboys. They'll lose in the first round. Jerry, don't start crying. I'm sorry, history repeats itself. But my main take I want to talk to you guys about, Jimmy G got told, we don't want you no more. Go practice at another field. And now we bring him back. And he really showed his mettle as he's come back this year and done better than he ever has. We're too soft nowadays on athletes. Keyshawn, I love you to death, but I think you're way off with Zach Wilson. You bench him, you do like Mike T said, you make him quarterback the practice squad, then you really see if this kid's got the mettle to be an NFL quarterback. That's my take. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm not benching him. And I have the second pick that I just took this kid a year ago. I'm not going to lose my job because I overreact let me see what's going to happen in the first quarter or the half or two.
What do you do about his comments, Key? What do you do as head coach about the comments he made at the press conference?
You pull him aside and you talk to him in your office and you ask him what was he talking about? What was he thinking? And you let him know that it may have affected some of his teammates going forward, and some of his teammates are going to feel a certain way about him. So the only way to erase that is go out there and respond and play a certain way and show them that that's not what you meant. Otherwise, it's going to stick with them.
See, I think there's a bigger conversation here. It's about, you know, what to do in sports. And I get that, Key, every situation is different. But I made mention of it. James Wiseman was the second pick in the draft not too long ago, a year ago, okay? He just got sent down to the G League. Now, I know he's not the starting quarterback of an organization, right? But I like that. I like getting more reps. I like seeing how he responds to that, right? Because a lot of times as a high draft pick, things are just given to you.
Know what the difference is, Jay? Getting more reps. In the NFL, you get fewer reps when you sit down. That does complicate it.
I agree with you.
G League, you can get those reps.
If you told me he was going to NFL Europe, then I'd be like, okay, cool. But it doesn't. It's not like that. When you sitting on the sideline, when they take it from you, it
doesn't make a difference.
I didn't get a chance to answer the point.
It doesn't help you grow. You got to remember, it's a hard salary cap.
Hold on. We hijacked Jay's point for a second. Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead. You hijacked it. Go ahead.
So make him work in practice for a little bit.
Not the same, Jay.
Key, I don't care if it's the same or not. If you have a problem connecting with teammates as a point guard of a team, right? If you have a problem connecting with teammates and getting everybody on the same page, and there's a loss in confidence of who you are as a leader, like, that doesn't just happen with your play. Like, that happens with your relationships. And it really makes me wonder over the last several months, listening to stuff that's coming out of the locker room, what his relationship is with other star players. Like, that matters, man. Like, they have to get behind you as a leader.
All I'm going to say, though, Jay, is two different sports, right? In football, I get it. I want a dude to earn his keeps too. But in football, at that particular position, when you drafted that high, they going to work with you to the end.
Yeah, well, you still can, Key. Just because you get benched doesn't mean you bench you the whole season.
No, they don't bench you, though. They can't, because they're fragile. Okay, they're sensitive and they're fragile. The quarterback position is fragile. If you start messing with their psyche in their mind, you're going to lose them.
Did Bill Belichick lose Mac Jones?
Huh?
Did Bill Belichick lose Mac Jones?
But he didn't bench Mac Jones.
Yeah, I mean, but he yanked him after, like, what, six possessions in the game? He yanked him out of the game.
But that's what I just said Robert Saleh has to do. Robert Saleh has to do to Zach Wilson. You play him. You start him. You play him against Chicago. The moment that he slips up, you come stand by me. You don't bench him right now. You start him, you see how it goes, and then you make the decision, hey, come stand over here by me, man. You're not playing well.
I hear
Opposed you. Okay. to I mean, saying you're not starting the game, I'm benching you, and he checks out. That's the same thing that Bill Belichick did. That's all I'm saying.
I would
same
love
thing.
To see Zach Wilson come out at a press conference and say, look, someone asked me if I thought I let the defense down. I was very frustrated. I just lost twice to the same team in 3 weeks. What I should have said was – yes, of course. We only scored 3 points, and they played their tails off. I regret not saying that, and you know that's in fact how I feel. But I was defensive in the moment. I'd love to see him own it that way, and I'd like to see him do that before I play him again. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.